Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. This episode will investigate we will study the importance of understanding that just because one says that one does not believe in God or that God does not exist, does not make him go away. No matter how vehement or how well crafted the argument or presentation or the presented facts, none of these will discredit or make God go away. Now, I have read the material of practicing atheists, and much of it is interesting. I look for the structure of the arguments. I take a look, very careful look at the major premise. And upon what, or the basis for the major premise. And I take a very careful look at the minor premise and then the conclusion of these, the conclusions, I should say, of these different arguments. I take a look at the source literature. There are very few primary source materials available for the atheists. I take a look at the secondary source materials. I take a look at the authorities. I take a look at whether or not the practicing atheists or atheists have within their backgrounds certain types of training. Because I'm not merely going to listen to an individual who wants to argue for the non-existence of God argumentum ad hominem. I want to know. I want to know in precise detail. Or I want to know the details as to why this person wants to persuade others that God is not there. It is a vast undertaking indeed because of the breadth of scholarship and the magnitudes of the different disciplines that one has to master. And when I go to the book of Genesis, which is a very powerful document, and I read Genesis chapter 1, the theologian Moses writes in very simple prose. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That may not be impressive to one who will not be persuaded otherwise that God does not exist. His is, for the practicing atheist, it is not that I cannot believe. It is I will not believe. So no amount of evidence is going to persuade this individual. This individual has his conclusion. And because he has his conclusion, he or she will go out to find facts, or what they call facts. The term facts itself is from a word which means to fashion. The person who has this conclusion will go out to find evidence or facts, as it were, to fit the conclusion. And so this is a species of circular reasoning. Now, if one is vehemently committed to his or her purpose, then that individual is not open to believing God. Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Or in the Hebrew text, we read the first word in the Hebrew text is Elohim. And Elohim is a plural noun. So, or we can read Bereshith bara Elohim. God created in the beginning, or in the beginning God created. The I am on the word, on the plural noun Elohim, well, of course, it denotes a plural suffix. But the term itself, Elohim, means strong one of authority. So this term is derived from the Hebrew pictogram of a bull, a strong one of authority, of a bull or an ox. It denotes power and strength and authority. Bereshith bara Elohim. The verb bara is a Hebrew word, that a Hebrew verb that is only used of the creative activity of God. Ex nihilo. No thing or substance is prior to God. Ex nihilo connotes an activity that only he can do. Ex nihilo nihil fit. Only God can do this. Bara is, the verb bara in Hebrew is never used of the activity of man. Indeed, when we come to the creation of the female, another verb is used. And the verb that is used for the creation of the female is Esa. And this is a very important word because it means to sculpture or to create something with fine detail. There's a very, very interesting Hebrew verb. Now, when we turn to the New Testament, we go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, Paul writes this verse. Paul wrote this verse. That at that time, this is Ephesians 2:12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. He is speaking of Gentiles. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He is our peace. He is our shalom. He is our irene, who have made both one, have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. I want to go back to verse 12. At the end of verse 12, we read, and without God in the world. This is the word in the Greek New Testament. A-T-H-E-O-I. A-C-O-I. You were atheoi in the cosmos, or atheist. And in the Greek text, it is used in a plural. So these persons were practicing atheists. This was an existential reality in Paul's day. people were practicing atheists in the world. Paul knew this. Paul understood this. Paul was not unfamiliar with atheoi and what they believed. And he said that the Gentiles did not know God. They were without Christ or without Yeshua HaMashiach. They were estranged from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and atheists in the world. Then, when we go over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, Paul writes this, this verse. Ephesians 4:18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. The word ignorance here is the word from which we get our word. It is the word agnoia, and we get our word agnostic from this word, which means not to know. Agnostics are very interesting because agnostics know that they cannot know. Now, which implies a super epistemology. Now, how agnostics know that they cannot know, we do not know, because they cannot explain how they do not know. So it is, they are aware of an epistemology of ignorance that is built upon knowledge. Paul, or some system of awareness, Paul understood that atheists existed in his day. Paul was a well-trained, skillful attorney and lawyer. He was an attorney and philosopher. So he knew the world of his day. He understood very deeply. And Paul received the gospel of Christ, and his heart was changed. And he began to learn the word of God under enforced humility. After he began to grow in grace, then enforced humility turned into something else. And he was able to read and to see and understand the hearts of people without letting them know that he knew so much. But Paul did. He wanted persons to understand and to know the gospel. Paul wanted persons to be saved. He wanted people to come to know the love of God through Christ Jesus. Paul said in his letter to the Ephesians, letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote that I might know him. That is Christ. And the power is resurrection. Paul says, and this is Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformable unto the death, not his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that if I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Paul wanted people to know Jesus. Paul wanted to know Jesus ever deeper. And Paul knew that the deeper he knew Christ, the richer his spiritual life would be. May we all have Paul's attitude toward his Savior. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.